three important matches last night and one glorious occasion for Chesterfield. Victors, well, through to the final of the Johnstone Paint Trophy. Couldn't quite get the victory last night against Fleetwood, but 3-2 on aggregate overall. Delighted to say Spirites defender Richie Humphreys joins us live on the programme now. Congratulations, Richie.
Thank you very much. Yeah, excellent evening last night. Everybody was obviously delighted with the result over the two games.
Brilliant achievement, isn't it, for Chesterfield Football Club? Second time back at Wembley in as many years.
Yeah, absolutely fantastic. And you know, last time they went, obviously a victorious occasion for them. So, you know, the current squad will hope to repeat that. We're just obviously delighted to get through. Things are going okay in the league, and obviously with the chance to get to Wembley for ourselves, for the supporters. And we're just all, you know, overjoyed last night that we managed to get over the line.
In terms of the performance, OK, defeat in the end, but actually it was pretty comfortable against Fleetwood, wasn't it, for the most part?
Well, to be honest, for the first 45 minutes, I thought we were excellent. Really, it was a good game of football, really high tempo, both teams. Obviously, they had to come out and get a couple of goals, so they were bombing forward and we were trying to counter as well. But second half, they had to throw everything at it, and we had to defend really well. Like you said, they got a goal late on, but it's a strange situation to be in, playing over. You know, very rarely do you play over two legs. Being 3-1 up, so it's a different situation for the players. But I thought we handled it well, and we saw it through.
So at Wembley, there'll be a few players in that team who have experience from last time around. But Wembley experiences for a lot of professional footballers are very hard to come by.
Yeah, absolutely. And as you mentioned, you know, we've got one or two players in the squad from last time. One or two players, I think Ian Evatt's been there a few times with Blackpool in playoff finals. I'm sort of towards the end of my career and I've never been to Wembley. Got to a playoff final once, but it's while they were rebuilding Wembley. So we played at Cardiff. Again, a great occasion. But I think it's every, you know, when you play playing football as you're growing up, everybody wants to play a game at Wembley. It's one that all the players will be looking forward to, the staff and the fans and everyone at the town.
So for you personally, I mean, this really is special. As a player of senior years, regardless of whether you've got a year, two or 3 years left, this might be the time.
Yeah, of course. You have to take that sort of attitude, I think, to every game that you play as a professional footballer. I absolutely love my job. And I think that, you know, every single league game you take in, any cup game. But getting to Wembley, as you say, you know, could be, the last chance I get possibly. And, you know, maybe for a few others, depending on how old you are. You might be in your early 20s and never get there again. So it's just traditional, isn't it, that we all want to play at Wembley Stadium, regardless of what game it's in. And I think you've got something you've got to take in and really embrace it and enjoy it.
I'm going to throw this out there. Paul Walker is listening intently, and he's had a look. I'm assuming this is if you play in every match between now and March the 30th and at Wembley. This could be your 700th game.
I believe so, yes. Somebody tweeted me that this morning. So there's nine games away from 700 professional appearances. So if it was 700 at Wembley, there's a lot of football to be played, obviously, between now and then. I don't want to play it down too much. It would obviously be a fantastic occasion for myself. But, you know, you've got to get those games in and also be selected at Wembley as well. So, you know, there's a bigger picture, obviously, with where we are in the league and where we want to finish at the end of the season. So, with all the old cliches that there's a game around the corner, there's another on Tuesday night. So, there's a lot of football to be played.
Well, there is, isn't there? And I just wonder, given the fact that you have so much on the agenda this season, because if Chesterfield were 10th, then you could probably say, well, not switch off and down tools until Wembley, but there would be an argument to say, well, take it a little bit easy. You've got a title to win, so there really is no letting up for Chesterfield.
No, absolutely not. And the manager states that, but, you know, every week we play, you know, our biggest game is our next game. And obviously that's this weekend down at Wickham and then at Tuesday night after that down at Cheltenham. So, don't want any hangovers from the joyous occasion we had last night. We're back in at training today to recover and we'll obviously work towards this weekend. And you've got to be, you know, professional about it and, you know, look forward to that game, but, you know, put it on the back burner for now and, make sure we keep picking up points in the league.
Just a quick question, really. I mean, I did sort of have a bit of a joke with you about the future. We all know you've got this great role with the PFA going forward. Do you have any thoughts about retirement, or is it just, you know, this year you'll think about next year and so on and so forth?
Yeah, just as you say, I thoroughly enjoy my job, and I don't take it for granted. You know, any single you go in and you do your work, and I want to play as long as possible, as long as my body will hold up, and you know, I feel good at the moment. I say I'm really enjoying, you know, the work I'm doing with the PFA, and I enjoy being, you know, part of an excellent football club at Chesterfield. So I just want to carry on playing as long as I feel I can do it, and somebody else feels I can do it, and you know. Sometimes it's out of your hands whether you get a new contract or not, obviously. So I just, you know, want to progress and keep going. I'm thoroughly enjoying this scene. It's been absolutely fantastic.